I'm Ms. Reverend Barry King, and I'm a minister in the PEI Interfaith Ministry. I'd like to share with you a special message today. It is a letter written by Nancy Lee of Charlottetown for her family after her diagnosis of terminal cancer. She allowed us to share this message with you in hopes that it will help you celebrate your gifts. Nancy made her transition into spirit in the year 2001. She had dedicated her life to service through a number of child and family agencies in Atlanta, Canada. Here is her message. It's called, A Gift for My Family. In March of this year, I received a diagnosis of terminal cancer. Although this fate is not one anyone would wish for, it has given me a great gift. For years, I had heard about how you should live in the moment or live for today, but I could never quite get the feeling of it. I would always get stuck in fears or worries about tomorrow, and even worse, sometimes I would worry and act upon things that might happen 20 years in the future. After about 45 seconds of panic, when I was told about my cancer, I began to enjoy life in a way I had never done before. It seems a shame that it took this diagnosis to receive this gift. So I wanted to share it with people in hopes that they could have this wonderful present now. My two greatest weaknesses in life were feeling responsible for the whole world and thinking I had to be completely self-sufficient. I'm also a terrible money manager, and that didn't help a lot either. About the same time as my diagnosis, the motor seized in my car, so I had no transportation. I started out by taking every gift that was offered, like, do you want to drive to the beach? Or how about going out for dinner? As this evolved, I became clearer on what I wanted and learned to say yes to some things and no to others. Eventually, this meant that every day I was doing exactly what I wanted to do. Although this might sound selfish, I don't believe it was, because I wanted to give a lot of the time as well. The difference was that my giving was always unconditional and usually didn't cost any money. I listened more carefully to others and received great joy in being accurately empathetic. As I listened to people, I got to know them well and found when you know a person well, you always like them. Now I had all these lovely people around me all the time. I soon found my condition deteriorated less when I had some sort of project on the go. So any time I started feeling sick, I devised a new project. I decided to write a book, make sure I had a ride on a water slide, went on a roller coaster, saw the eagles, fed the squirrels with my little nephews, and countless other fun things that seemed less significant before. I reviewed my life to make sure that there were no amends I felt important to make. I reviewed my mistakes and learning experiences in terms of intent rather than results. And I came out okay, and that helped me a lot. Today I have a little less breath than yesterday, but I'm truly a happy person. I want you to have this gift without the illness. Try it. It's a lot of fun. Love, Nancy. And that was a message that Nancy shared with her family before she made her transition into spirit. She resides now in the spirit world. And I'd like to thank you, Nancy, for your love and courage as you faced your challenge. God bless you, and God bless you all. Thank you, Nancy, for your love and courage as you faced your challenge. God bless you all.